So tonight's VOD, I would like to hit on many topics, hopefully to do it in an inspired way. Questions, where do we begin? You know, we sit here right now in yeshiva. It's basically most guys a month worth of zman between now and Purim. 2.5-3 weeks from Purim to Pesach. Then you have Pesach to summer zman, which is starting earlier. And then you have summer zman. Basically, there's 4 periods of zman left in the year. Really, if we boil it down, that's what it is. Zman between now and Purim. Baruch Hashem, we happen to have another zman called Purim to Pesach. Then there's a zman from Pesach to summer zman. And Baruch Hashem, summer zman in Eretz Yisrael. So 4 zmanim left in this year. And lamaisa, none of them are long stretches of time. They're all relatively short. Okay, Pesach to Zman is a little bit, but not really. You know, Shavuos is ready at the end of, you know, the middle to towards the end of May. And once Shavuos comes, you already feel like, you know, the year is almost finished. So there's 4, I would say, short Zmans. What I'd like to talk about tonight is how to get the most out of these 4 short Zmans left in the year. I think it's a type of topic that for Rabbi Sharfman Zatzal will be sitting here, probably would have the lights on, but he'll be more inspiring with the lights on than me with the lights off. But I'm sure he'll talk about revving up and everyone getting back on track once everyone rolls in. Everyone gets back on track, you know, to finish his man strong. So I'd like in some small way talk about that. Now, really when you talk about maximizing and getting the most out of Zman, because first and foremost, you know, we have to talk about goals. How to accomplish things, what to accomplish, how to accomplish it. And there's, I think, tremendous milas in what we really have in front of us, short zmanim, right? 4 weeks, 5 weeks is a short zman. Even 7-8 weeks is a short zman. Relative to what we've gone through, you have long zmanim in the year. And the mila of a short zman probably is threefold. Anytime a person embarks to do something, so where it's over a long stretch of time, I believe there's 3 challenges. The first challenge, which is probably what comes to mind most people, is inspiration wears off. You're inspired in the beginning, but as the days and the weeks, and sometimes the months go by, inspiration wears off. So we're trying to keep something going over what you call a long period of time. If your inspiration is going to be gone in the first mile, and it's a marathon, so then you're stuck. You need more inspiration as it goes along. The second challenge of doing something over a longer period of time is just pure regilus of it. When you do something over time, it just gets harder and harder and harder to keep on doing it. You might do it out of rote. It might be in some ways easier to do because you gave yourself a good habit sometimes, but it also works against you. It could be mitzvah sanashim omada. You could do it without feeling. And as things go over time, just the act of doing something again and again and again and again over a long period of time is much harder. Something over a shorter period of time where the inspiration could be more connected to what you're doing, some degree. But definitely the act that you're doing is over a much shorter span of time. So it doesn't dry out so easily. But I think there's a third spot, a third aspect, anytime a person has a goal to do something, and especially over a long period of time, is a problem. The first two hit me pretty obvious, like inspiration and just the act of doing it, the regilus in it. But the third thing hit me when I was thinking about the Mesillas Yesharim. Mesillas Yesharim, when he talks about Zahiris, always talks about, he talks about having Zahiris and folk having this, Zahiris, our scroll probably translate as awareness, having this awareness before you do a Maisa, after you do a Maisa. But the Mesillas Yesharim always throws in one important step. You also have to have clear what your goal is. Before you do something, after you do something, and measure your maisim vis-a-vis that goal. So the Mesillas Yesharim is talking really on a daily basis and just any maisim, not even talking about a longer term goal. But just a person's daily maisim have to be measured vis-a-vis what I would call your focus should be. What's your tafkid? What's your goal? What you're aiming at? So that's a big deal. If every individual action, the Mesillas Yesharim says, has to be weighed vis-a-vis a focus of what your ultimate goal is, kol shekein, when a person has a bigger goal, he's not just looking to accomplish on a daily basis, he's looking to accomplish in a broader picture, to accomplish something. One of the trickiest things is when you set out to do something, especially over a long period of time, is you lose focus. It could be inspiration is still somewhat there. It could be you're not yet dried out from doing it constantly. But there's a focus aspect. A person has to be able to focus on what my goal is, what am I trying to accomplish. That's not something which is limited to inspiration. A person could have his inspiration, you know, he's inspired in this. But focus is a mental clarity of what I'm doing. Does it fully connect to what my goals are? And that's a very, very big idea anytime a person has something to do. To have a focus through and through. What am I trying to accomplish? Is this helping me get there? And if a person has these ideas, okay, whatever we need to begin with, you get inspired. And then as we do the action, we try our best. It shouldn't dry out, hagufa. If it dries out, we might need to re-inspire ourselves to keep on doing it. But I think the other step, it's not so emotional. It's more intellectual. It's more focused. It's like basic musr. Is if a person's focused on something, that helps him keep to doing what he needs to do. Now, obviously, over a longer period of time, it's very hard to keep a focus day in and day out. This is what I'm doing. You just get caught up in things, you know. If I asked anybody, you know, why are you in yeshiva? So everybody would say, of course, I'm in yeshiva to grow, become more of a ben Torah. I think that was the line in the video. I am, right, or I want to achieve excellence through asking my rabbein what to do. And there, okay, so I'll tell you. But really, what, you know, all these goals to become a ben Torah, become a Talmud Chacham, to become a Balmidos, a Yerei Shemayim, Eved Hashem, all these words a person will say. It's something we know coming in, but really on a daily basis, how much of a focus is there? Okay, are my actions in line with that or not? The more a person's able to focus on the goal, the easier it will be, the Mesillas Yesharim would tell us, on a daily basis, everything we do to accomplish that. You know, even, you know, like one day of yeshiva, right? You know, sometimes a day of yeshiva could get lost before the break, after the break, 2 days of yeshiva after the break. So, okay, you're not measuring one day. You're measuring a day within the framework. You know, sometimes people call gufa. People need an extra day. But a decision about any day, any Seder is, okay, what is everything coming to accomplish? You know, other people, other jobs, you know, people go on vacation all the time. But we have a more chumra job than other people. You know, even over here in this institution. You know, elementary school's off for a week and a half. The high school's off for like a week. But the baseball is off for like 3 days. Why? Because we're Chomer Bittul Torah. Every day of someone here in Beis Medrash, they're learning, is so precious, is so valuable. Like, the more you have a focus on that, the more, okay, I have yeshiva. I have to grow. I'm here to accomplish. It's not just, okay, you know, the Hala is like strict about how we do things. No, perfect care. This is what we all want. This is what we want to grow, we want to accomplish. And every day is part of that ultimate puzzle of making me into a Talmud Chacham, making me into a Ben Torah, Yerush Shemayim, and all that. But when you have a shorter Zman, which we're just starting to embark on, it's an easier thing to have that focus. I have 4 weeks, 5 weeks between now and Purim. Purim will be the climax, no question about it. I'm looking, okay, how much Torah am I going to bring into Purim? Ashri Misha Bolakan V'Talmud B'Yado. Now, some places, you know, it's how much stick will I bring to Purim? Don't get me wrong. You know, I always encourage very much the guys involved in the Purim Spiel. Someone just made a reference to 7th Perek and that. But, and this year, there's no shortage of material, by all means. But at the same time, people should look, hey, how many, you know, could I finish, you know, I've done Masechas Megillah before. Do I have time on the side of Seder to hop between now and then to finish it again? Could I go through Megillah Esther with Mefarshim to know that well between now and then? I want to come into Purim with an accomplishment, the satisfaction that I did something. You know, Bikias, between now and Purim, could I finish the entire second parak? Could I master the parak? I got chizuk. The guys told me they were in Queens and they went to Shiva Rabbi Harris and they asked him, give us chizuk. He points to Masechas Giddin. Giddin! Giddin! The word Giddin in Rabbi Harris is vernacular. Like, you know what Giddin means? It means 90 blot of lumdis, sodos, and this. Giddin! Right, to us, what Masechta you're learning? Giddin? Someone just told me a story of like, I won't say what position the person holds over here, but somebody who was on, you know, was on a date in the potential shver asked him, what Masechta are you learning? And he goes, Melva Sugya, like, talk of that Sugya was in a few different Masechtas, like, he was like scratching his head, like, what Masechta am I learning? Like, hello? Giddin! Like Rabbi Harris's screams, Giddin. Giddin is Masechta that, you know, somebody came to me today. He was reading through the Tiferes David, and it's fascinating. The Tiferes David talks about Bikias. Okay, 95% of the Sefer is about Ian, but there's 5% that talks about Bikias. And within talking about Bikias, so obviously he talks about Bikias in reference to Ian. How do you expect to know Ian if you don't practice your Ian with Bikias, if you don't have the, you know, the basics for Ian, you need to have some Bikias. But he also talked about the idea of having Yediyah Satorah, actually knowing something. You know, you learn Giddin. You know what the din of Ksav Gabi Ksav by Shabbos is? Do you know what it means to write a get on a Suri Hana? Comes up in the second parak, second half of the second parak. But for a guy to be able to master, you know, Masechas Giddin, it's a big deal. I had a Havamina, it ended up not working out, but he came to spoke to the high school Rebbeim. I wasn't there for that, but I happened to listen. There's this Yid from Eretz Yisrael. He has some organization, he started Talmud B'Yadav. But someone offered him me to speak to the Beis Medrash. I actually tried to do for one Friday, it didn't work out. But I decided before I consider him coming to the Beis Medrash, I have to listen to what, you know. So I listened to a share that he gave about it, and it was very good. He spoke about Chazara. And his basic idea on Chazara was that every single Amud, person should just, okay, what do I want to remember from this Amud? Like a pretty basic idea. He used to have this system that you have to ask yourself a question, write down a question, make an index card, write a question with an answer. And the question has to be worded clearly enough, his lesson was, that your sister would be able to read it. You know, don't write it so like pratyastic that, you know, you lose a person before you get through the first half of the first sentence. just write very clearly, you know, what's the halacha of writing a get and a nesir handle? Write that. And then what the halacha is. Every amud, take one thing to remember. You know, Baruch Hashem, guys have been through, you know, close, I'm sure, hopefully 20 blot over here in Gittin. How much do you remember of each blot? 20 blot is 40 amudim. Are there 40 things I remember already from Gittin? And don't just tell me the five things you know from Bezim and Aleph and Bezim and Bez and Daladom and Aleph that could be doing an Ian. Now, how much does a person remember from Yedias, from being Konim, Masechas Gittin? That's important. See, that's a little plug. But of course, with, you know, in a certain sense, Bekiah sometimes is something you can qualify. I want to come, you know, let's see if I can finish the parak and know it, you know, by Purim. Something, you make a goal for yourself to do. Ian, you know, okay, you know, how you work on share. You know, for once, could I come into share with clarity of what I thought Pshat in Tosas was before share? And now, what in Shir was said differently. What I think Pshat in the Marshal was before Shir, and what came out after Shir. Especially when you do sugyas over days, there's so much of a lack of clarity. Day one, day two, day five. You know, I tell people, all right, I'll play back the tapes, what you said day two, and now you're going against that. Do you realize you once said like that, and now this? Yeah. There's a lot of changes. Okay. You know, but to make a goal, I want to accomplish this in learning. It's a short span of time. I want to accomplish this in Bekiyas. I want to accomplish this in Ian. I want to accomplish, doesn't have to be all of the above. It should be one of multiple choice. I want to do this little Seder on the side. I'll learn Megillas Esther. I'll learn Mesechas Megillah. Whatever it is. I want to, we're starting the whole Shabbos in Mishabura Chabura. I want to master that. I should know something about Shabbos. I'm going to have a house one day that, you know, you know, hopefully my wife will know something too, but, you know, maybe I should know something. Or master it. Right? Besides the etzem, okay, let's make a goal. I want to show up at every Mishabura Seder during a week. At least 4 out of 5, not just the Krispy Kreme days. I want to show up, but more than showing up. Make a crystal. I want to accomplish this X and Y. I think that's also part of the idea of Shovah. You hear that? I think a beautiful mile of Shovavim is it's a relatively short period of time. The idea of a person working on these inyanim over a long period of time is like, oh boy. It's daunting. It's challenging. Like, you expect me to work on this the rest of my life? So that's what I always thought. Shovavim comes at the best time. At least in New York, it played out better. It's the middle of the winter. And okay, it's a few weeks where this is a focus, some area, you know, try to improve. You know, sort of like a maxim lafi for a Lashon Hara, Shmiras HaLashon. Right? If you're going to try to stop talking Lashon Hara the whole day, it's not going to go. Take 1 half hour, take 1 hour in a day and focus on that. So who didn't? That's what Shovim is. You know, there's a certain period now. Okay, let's work between now and then. And to be honest, you know, I know it's masugal in the Sfarim to work X amount of time. You know, let's say you want to start working on it now. If you would say, how about now to Purim? But a person should make, like, you know, again, not a goal which is small, easy, definable, what a person wants to do. That's something beyond them. But like this way, I want to come into Purim accomplished. I want to come into Purim as an accomplished person. And you know, I think Purim is a perfect date, end date for this part of this man. I want to come into Purim, not you know, of this and this. Oh, I could really use a Purim. You want to come into Purim high. You want to come into Purim after growing and growing and growing and growing. That's what you want to do. Not just, you know, I've had enough already. I can't wait. When is Purim coming? Count the days. Don't forget it. A guy should be looking. I want to accomplish. I want to do. That should be his focus. So that I'll call is part one of the Vod. is that we have this short amount of time, we want to make goals, we want to accomplish things, is to make small, clear, attainable goals, something that I could clearly accomplish, whether in all areas, from Mishnah Berurah to Hachana, to Shir, to Bekiyas, to Musar, to Tikkun Amidos, to Shovavim, to Navi, to Megillas Esther, whatever it is, make a clear goal, and this is something I want to accomplish over the next few weeks, and I don't want to lose my focus on it, because I'll be inspired, hopefully, now, and I'll do it, and it's a short amount of time, it won't grow stale, but to keep the focus around for a few weeks, not such a crazy thing. Part two of this, I just happened to come across tonight. I have this very Gemak Sefer, which I pulled off the shelf in honor of our Rosh Shabbos. Started going through a few things in there. This is a Torah journal produced by Torah Masara in honor of the Kolim in America, community Kolim in America. They produced, to my knowledge, three of these I have. That's, you know, it's probably one of those projects that they had goals to do many years and only did three times. It has to be an amazing Torah journal. So much stuff in here. For the record, there's a share in Baba Kama, it's called Acher Meruvbo, from Harav HaGoyin HaShver. I have a piece of his in here. It has a lot of Geshmaka Torah. I found as a piece from Rebellious Sve, who he's talking all about the milos of going out of town doing about the Torah. And he talks personally about his friend of Shmuel Kamenetsky, who got a bracha from Baron Cutler for it, Haftacha, that his kids will be okay. And really hawking, what's the makor for such a thing? He brings a ride from a Rambam. He doesn't know the Chafetz Chaim Sforno, Parshas Chukas. Okay. It has so many beautiful pieces in here. I happen to come across a piece here from Rav Pam. I'd like to read this piece inside. I heard this once quoted to me, b'shem, from Ryan Reisman, my Brooklyn Nears. But I remember Taka, flipping through the safer, I saw it checked off, and I realized, oh, this is the piece. I found it in print. He said this over at the Torah Masara Convention. I'll try to read through it word for word. And this is what I call phase two of making the right goals and accomplishments. Okay, so I guess for phase two, we need to shine some light on it. Okay, can I see this inside? The Kana Makar will around the Kuna Nosefis. B'chur Mitzirim, young kids. V'myucha b'nei yeshiva. Alohem l'chakos gedol Yisrael. Tzadiki v'goni adaros. They shouldn't look to be gedol Yisrael, tzadiki v'goni adaros. What does that mean? I'll explain. B'mekarim rabim n'chachim hinanu. E'mach bazlim l'mosar v'mkotsa mishmios rabosenu t'irim. Tzkavim anjigosam aramim shogoni Yisrael v'tzadiki chasidos. Adimenu, many times, either through learning Musar on this, focusing on this, or hearing all these stories from our great Gedolim and Gedoli Tzadikim, from the Chafetz Chaim, the Chazanesh Va'od, Sheshifaseyem showed Tzirenu, Chuguris, Mimidos, Haprutia, Harulia. Right? Basically, the Sheifos of our young go out from what should be normal. V'hinim nochlim mipach nefesh, and they inherit because of this depression. Kasha inim atzlichim lagia l'paskos ha'gvoim shedimu b'nafsham lifol aleim. This is a very complicated Hebrew, but I dare you, please look up the words. Right? That this depression comes from the fact that they're not matzliach to get to these high, lofty peaks and goals that they have. Aleinu lematin hamlich es ramas shifasehem. We have to go and normalize the sheifas of our talmidim. This is if I'm writing. Ulam dem eich l'shov rak l'dargos neutzos bekarka hamitzias, and only to teach them what to do, which is on fertile ground. Stable ground. Just as an aside, we had discussed here in this neighborhood having Moshe Meir Weiss here this past Shabbos, and by Shal Shudas, at least I have one aide over here. he talked about Rav Moshe Feinstein, and he said the line, and he said it later by Rav Shach, Hu Adin. He says, Rav Moshe understood that nobody's getting to his madrega. I think it might have rubbed some people. Like, really? Yeah. Lamaisa, there's something called a chad bedora, one in a generation. And he had this hashkafa straight. It's very important not for people to overshoot their expectations. And he says further, so charni b'talmud echa b'mesif the Torah v'das. I remember one talmud I had in Torah v'das. Asher le'itim t'kufos kimat mi deyom. Certain times, it was almost daily, hayinigosh elayu with piv she'ela shuno sadarki limudo. He would constantly come to me with shaylos about how to learn. Could go and I'm lomod ba'ofin b'kiyos. Should I learn b'kiyos like this or eon like this? How much of limod in yonim chadashim? Should I learn new things? Olam al chazar shayishanos. I should go back to the old things. I'm kedai lomod b'chavruso. Should I learn b'chavruso? Like levad? Should I learn by myself? V'okehin v'chehin shaylos v'sfikol shunos. Okay, could be a chavetz chaim. This is normal for a guy to hack every day for my luban sitting in breakfast with him. One day, Rav Palm says, I asked him a question. Lama hinach ko mar b'lishol? Why are you asking so many questions? Hare hinach lo meid kidboi, v'gam hinin yisava ratzam imcha. Hey, Baruch Hashem, you're learning very nicely. I'm very satisfied with you. Vim kein kol sheilos alo ama, oma mititach v'gozo etz menuchas nafshecha. Why? You're all nervous. You're constantly asking all these questions. Aneni hala, so the Talmud answered me. Ma'asa, what can I do? Vachafetz kaim begili kvar olai b'madrigasi hachshavis. Vachafetz kaim in my age was already ahead of me. Yeah, that was his answer. Why are you asking all these questions? Because I know the chafetz kaim in my age was already ahead of me. B'shamati zos yatzasi mi gidrei nispasi bolomer. This is Rav Palm talking. Rav Palm was the tzaddik yisod olam, who was the sweetest, softest, nicest person. You know what he writes? When I heard him say this, I went out from the way that I normally behave, and I screamed at him. Lomar, me'in hinach noto asa'azo sadam asasmo l'chavetzkayim. Who gave you the chutzpah to compare yourself to the l'chavetzkayim? Who gave you the schus hinach ma'ariv uz misyamir l'hagiyah l'dargoso? What schus do you think you have? You're going to get to his madrega. Ain't there chutzpah mitzidach? Isn't this chutzpah? Ain't yosem ben yeshiva ben mitzvah? Right? You're not any bigger. Wow, this is a strong line to tell him. Ain't yosem ben yeshiva ben mitzvah? You're just an average guy in yeshiva. V'olachol yinolik b'son l'kach? You think you can become the Chofetz Chaim? Bosa, this is in print. And not just, you're hearing me tell you something that I heard. It's right here. Put it on the sheets. It's good. I make copies and distribute this to the masses. Is some people will answer this question, what do you mean? My Rebbe told me I should think that I'm going to be the next Chofetz Chaim. That's where these things are a little bit dangerous. A person, this is Rav Palm screaming at somebody. Chutzpah? You think you're going to be the next Chofetz Chaim? Really? Just an average guy in yeshiva. You know, a few minutes, I'll tell a story. I just heard this yesterday. I'll keep it on the tapes. There was a person, I'll leave out his name. Well, let's just say there was a person 50 years ago who was known as the Nazir. This could be some people here might have heard of such a thing. But there was a person who was known as the Nazir. And he wouldn't cut his hair, he wouldn't drink wine, and he would be very involved in precious. I heard stories about such a person, did hear about it. But this part I only heard a day ago, 2 days ago, during my Gishmak Abin Zmanim. I was listening to a share. And the basically was said, yeah, the Nazir basically was very into Mehiri Bana Mikdash, Talmud of Rav Kook, and saw Rashi Smichas Goloseinu was upon us, whatever that means, and was looking, you know, okay, if the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt very soon, so, okay. So some people went and studied Kachin. He decided we also need Nevi'im. So he was trying to go up the Braisa of Pilchas Ben Yair to be the first Navi. Aha. And the person, the Rav Tung over the chair, you know, said over to very nonchalant. He's like, I'm not sure he made it there. But like, hello? Like, the generation needs a Navi, so Baruch Hashem, I'm ready. I'll take it. Really? There hasn't been Nevi'im in how many generations? No, you're... The Malkum Sheinish! It doesn't say Yishtal Lios Malach, but Yishtal Lios Ish. A mensch. A chutzpah! Me'ein hincha notel sa'azos l'damos es asmachol l'chavetz kayim. Who gave you the chutzpah to compare yourself to the Chavetz Chaim? Asoy Zok Rav Pam. Halo kibos devarai Baruch Hashem. This guy accepted my words. Bezos Hashem hachal lomo b'mishne simcha maritz. B'meshel hachzman over the yeshivas Lakewood. From the nesal b'li middle. This person went, continued on for Torah Das, didn't just go to college. Went off, went to Lakewood. And Baruch Hashem became something. Bachar tzir zeh. Ben 15 or 16. Shadima Lachoshev, Shabakocho, lost his biodo, mitchunos, lumo, ramanas, she has mevi salak, dargoso, chavetz chaim. This Bacha, who thought it was within his power, within his reach, that I could become like the chavetz chaim, eno yachet bimino. This isn't just one kid. Rabbim him kamo, there are many like him, hamishtokakim, lahagiel, magikosom, shagudolino. There are many that are inspired, and again, this is I would call a kosher yetzahar. It's treif, but the yetzahar is not talking to you to drive you into pritzis. The yetzahar is looking to drive you into look. You got to be the biggest masmid. You could be the next chavetz chaim. So this is atzas yetzer. Rav Pam is telling us. Pam says, because of this, I am very nervous to tell over Gedolim stories about their high madrega. Tachazos, hini ma'adif alumot simchas achayim. Besides that, I go out of my way to teach simchas achayim, lahaknas lahem shlemos, teach my talmidim shlemos, v'regiyim pnimiyim, and these inner moments that they should be happy with their lot, which are whatever madriga they're currently on. I'm going to teach them. No, I don't. It's not that I don't want to make a dome. Of course I want to make a dome. But I want to make a dome of this generation that's within reach. Slowly but surely, step after step. And particular, you tell he's a Talmud Reb David, in terms of Bein Alma Chaver, I think this piece is mamish worth its weight in gold, because it's so important. Because when we talk about goals, and we talk about accomplishing things, and I'm inspired to do something over a short amount of time, unfortunately, many times, the Yetzirah tries to get us. If he can't get us to be an otzo, and to be lazy, and to not accomplish, when I'm motivated and I'm focused and I want to accomplish, Yetzirah tries to get in too. But his path to get in is to overshoot us, is to give us these ideas of like grandiose things, like where am I holding? I don't measure up. I hear stories about my Rebbe when he was in yeshiva. What happened? That was, you know, didn't Rabbi Luban just give a Musar, the beautiful shmooze the other time by Steinemann's Yartzeit? About how Niskat no Adoros doesn't just happen every 50 years or every decade. It could happen every year, every month. Things change. I heard a funny thing. My daughter told me that they just changed the requirements to get a license here in Florida. It was always easier than New York. I think you're able to get your license by like 16. So they just upped it a year. So I said, Baruch Hashem, I guess they realize, you know. So my daughter was able to get it by 16, but my son won't. So I said, oh, we see the line of demarcation. This Katna Adoros is right here. This is the next generation. You know, they had to change it. You know, the line of where this Katna Adoros is happens all the time. We should be inspired when we hear stories of the Chafetz Chaim. Chas v'shalom, I'm not saying you shouldn't read Gedolim books. You should. Moshe Meir Weiss talked all about it, right? Of course you should read Gedolim books. Of course you should be inspired. But when you translate that back into who you are, when you look at, you know, it could even be someone in Beis Medrash that when you were in high school you looked up to. But you have to put everything in perspective. You can't even compare yourself to him. Yehuda Kassir is a nice guy. We love him. But you know what? He's a different door. But I saw him when I was in Queens. Yeah. Did he touch him too? Give him Shalom Aleichem. It's true. Okay. But you know what? You might be able to say hi, Shalom Aleichem, but he's a different door. He's a different person. He's a different tzaddik altogether. Everybody's different. And to realize I can't judge myself, I can't set my sights and compare myself vis-a-vis that other person who's older than me. And obviously, Hu Adin, my peers in yeshiva, everybody's different. Everyone has a different background. Everyone has different kochos. Everyone has different mindless. My goal is to be the best I can be, is to know where I'm holding right now, honestly, and to look to go up. What could I accomplish here? Asher Misha Bola Kavatamu to Biyodo. I'm making little goals. Next 4 weeks, I want to be over there. After that, we could talk about there. Slowly but surely, till we get to the chuppah, we'll actually have something accomplished. So, as is Hashem, if we take these ideas, part one, the ideas of inspiration, following through in what we're doing, but most of all, like the Masil Sharma always talks about, focus. It's a short zman. Make a clear goal. It's something you should be able to focus on for a few weeks. Not the biggest amount of time. To lose focus. To have clear the focus of what to do. And accomplishments are in all areas of the day. It's not Ian and Musa or bust. Right? A person should realize and appreciate in yeshiva. Right? Ian and Musa, of course, is going to come because that's a lot of focus on that in yeshiva. Memela. But for a person's own personal goals, you could have goals in any area. From Mishabrua to Yedias and Bekias, Halacha, Tikkun Amidah, Shovavim, whatever you want. Make a little small, clear goal that you want to accomplish over the next few weeks. And this way you could come into Purim, right, as we said, with baggage, with accomplishments. Not just a brown bag, but something inside the bag. Something that's your accomplishments that after you finish it, it's still part of you. Still there. And of course, I think this other yisod, that when we have, anytime we think about goals and accomplishments, what to do, to weigh it with Rapam's idea that it should be a normal, realistic goal that we could accomplish, something within our sights. We don't have to dream to be the next Rav Shach or the next Rav Steinemann, but we should dream to be the best that we can be, to something that I could really accomplish, to become a Ben Torah, a Talmud Chacham, a Yerush Shemayim, a Baal Midos, a good husband, a mensch. All these wonderful things are something that, little by little, step by step, if we maximize our goals, our little zmans here and there, Be'ez Hashem will reach wonderful, wonderful madrigas. Thank you very much.